you know, and especially at the end there. I mean, what's, you know, if you've enjoyed the roller coaster ride, kind of coming from tough times to now here you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of a let, obviously it was a letdown in 06. You know, we were a ranked team, and I was a redshirt then, so I just got to witness it. 07, obviously another shaky year. Yeah. And then, like you said, 08, 09, 2010, well, this year, I mean, we're obviously doing better than we did in 06.
Yeah.
And I think it was getting back to where we should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coach Ferentz always talks about, you know, the Dallas Clark, Bob Sanders, Kading era. And I think that's where they want our program to be, and that's where we want it to be as well. So I think we just need to get back to that. We need to get back to, you know, obviously last year we pretty much climbed back from that, and this year we're taking a step back, and it's really it's unfortunate that we did, but then again, we still have two more games, and we can go to a great bowl game.
Have you already graduated, or are you graduating this year?
Graduate in December.
December?
Mm-hmm.
And then off to do whatever you can do to get the next level?
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Yep.
What were your expectations when you first got here on campus? Like, what were you trying to gain, I guess, that year that you had that redshirt?
I think just knowledge, you know, the consistency, maturity, that's pretty much everything the coaches were preaching. So I was trying to, you know, trying to eat it up and trying to see where I could get to play on the field. Obviously, a redshirt year, it's not a very not fun year, but you get to, it's a learning experience. And really, I would have it no other way. I love the fact that I redshirted now. And the knowledge that I gained was, you know, paramount to my success.
For you, you got thrown in right away as a freshman. What did you take, when you look back on it now, what did you take away from that particular experience, just being thrown into the fire immediately as a punter?
I didn't feel like it was immediately. I had been in the program for a year by then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being thrown into the games was fun. It was an experience. It was, I mean, obviously everything's a learning experience. So it was new. It was exciting. It was, you know, as a freshman, you're trying not to let, most importantly, your teammates down or the fans down. And so that pressure kind of makes you focus a little bit more, you know, as a freshman, as you have all these upperclassmen looking to you to change field position, to do all these things. So I think that really helped me to stay consistent, to make me drive to be a better punter.
And just in what ways now do you feel today that you are, like, what, I guess what would you say you've learned from that experience, like, that you feel makes you a better punter now than, say, when you first, you know, were out on the field in the actual game?
The overall experience, I think, you know, traveling to all the different stadiums, playing in Kinnick, you know, the more looks you get, you know, just the diversity of every team that, you know, tries to make a return on you, the diversity of every offense, defense, all that, it all comes together into one, and really it all comes down to knowledge. And knowledge, consistency with my technique, with, you know, learning experiences for myself from game to game, wind conditions, you know, everything kind of plays a factor in it. So I really do think experience is the biggest factor from freshman to senior year.
Now, I know, obviously, this year's game against Ohio State is not, you know, the same magnitude as it was a year ago when you guys were basically playing them for a shot in the Rose Bowl, but how, like, what goes through your mind when you think of the fact that your senior day, you're going up against an opponent the caliber of an Ohio State, and someone that is always nationally ranked, someone that is obviously always being talked about as one of the top teams in the conference?
I mean, I think it's kind of probably how Northwestern was looking at us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every year they, you know, they come out and beat us, and they have that pride to do so, and we need to have that pride to go out against Ohio State, kind of, you know, and like I said before, I mean, it's senior day, it's emotional, it's Ohio State, obviously they're always very prominent, always top, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the Big Ten, so it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be fun too.
Have you thought about what's going to be going through your mind, like, when you run out there and you're introduced on senior day? Like, I know obviously once the game starts, it's all football, but when the actual introduction comes out and you obviously, like, see your family out there waiting to greet you on the field.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what that's going to be like. I have no idea. I mean, I'll be able to answer that after, but at this point, I have no idea what that's going to be like. I haven't given it much thought. I'm trying not to give it much thought. You know, it's the first time someone said earlier today, you know, it's your last game of Kinnick. I was like, oh, yeah, crap. But, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm excited for it.
What are you going to miss about, you know, playing here and getting the chance to, I guess, get down the knack that you need to have and the things that you need to understand about the stadium in order to be an effective punter?
As punters go, a lot of it's technique and a lot of it's wind. Kinnick's probably, you know, I conversed with the other kickers. Kinnick's probably one of the tougher places to kick. Yeah. You know, obviously Illinois is one of them. Iowa State's one of them too, but you know, Kinnick, it's unpredictable. The flags could be going one way out of the field, it's going the other way. So you know, that's probably the biggest challenge in Kinnick, and that's something that, you know, I've had to master over the past 4 years. And it's something, you know, that's, it's, the wind's going to be different every day in Kinnick, so, you know, it's something you always got to look for.